You're listening to a podcast from 702.
We have Joe Samuels from the South African Qualifications Authority, the chief executive, on the line, and he's calling in off the back of the interview that I did with Communications Minister Ayanda Dlodlo. She, of course, saying that SAQWA has missed the deadline to give them clarity on some of the qualifications. Mr. Samuels, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Now, Mr. Samuels, you, I assume, listened into the program. What is your account of what happened today?
No, I didn't listen to the program. I just heard the last, the summary that you gave.
Yes.
Where you said that, you know, it was alleged that SAQWA had missed the deadline.
Yeah, no, that's what the minister said. The minister said that you were meant to come back to her at the end of business today. There were 2 days. It was day two of the 2 days. And so she doesn't have anything to send to the president.
Well, the point is that that is not the case. We have actually done the work within the 2 days.
Have you sent it to the minister?
Well, we haven't sent it to the minister. We've sent it to the department.
So who in the department, the director general?
No, the the request came from the Department of Communications and we sent the stuff back today.
Mr. Samuels, this is, of course, really, really important because you are contradicting what the minister is saying. You're saying the matter is with the department. So I'd like to know who exactly in the department did you send the verification to, because I want to get Ms. Dlodlo back. We've still got some time so that I can say to her that the chief executive of SAQWA has actually said that they haven't missed the deadline.
No, we haven't missed the deadline. I'm categorical about that. And we have sent it to the department. You know, so I'm not saying that the minister's got it. Mm. I'm saying that we have sent it to the people who have
requested it. Okay.
Yes.
So, Mr. Samuels, can you tell us whose information had to be verified? The minister said that it's someone that wasn't able to produce a matric certificate. Are you in a position to tell us?
No. I mean, the thing for me is that this is a matter between the department and SAQWA. They've asked us to do a verification. They sent it in on the 4th, and we have, and in fact, we have completed the verifications, and we've sent it back to the department.
So there's actually no reason for the delay. You're not sitting on your hands. You've done your job.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Samuels, thank you very much. We will certainly try and get the minister back to tell her that SAQWA has, in fact, sent the work that was requested. Minister Dlodlo, if you are listening to the program, the head of the South African Qualifications Authority, the chief executive, Mr. Samuels, has just called in and said that your department does have the verification processes. They have completed it. They haven't missed the deadline. And he used the word categoric. He said, I am categoric about the fact that we haven't missed the deadline. So we're trying to get Ayanda Dlodlo back on the line so that we can hear from her. Clive, let me know whether we are going to get her back in time. It's we've got about 6 minutes left of the show. I'm going to read some SMSs in the meantime whilst we try and quickly get the minister back on, if it is at all possible. But if there are people who are listening from the Communications Ministry and the department, the chief executive of the Qualifications Authority has categorically stated that they have not missed the deadline and that the Department of Communication is in possession of all the documentation that is required. So there's actually no reason for the delay. So let me read out some more details here of SMSs and WhatsApp messages that are coming through. Karima Lindiwe is weak. She has been in the cabinet for 2 decades, yet she has never condemned Zuma, not once. She has been supporting him in all his dirty work. She cannot come today and say she can do better. And that's from Musa in Kagiso. Then I've got Zuma wants to fire Ayanda. He is stalling the process because he wants to put another faith in her place. Poor Ayanda is paid to explain why Zuma is delaying. Then I've got another one saying she is simply a Gupta deployee, and that is from Shongwe. We are still trying to get hold of the Minister of Communications because the Chief Executive of SAQWA, Mr. Samuels, has called in and said categorically that they have not missed the deadline and that the information is in fact with the Department of